As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. The lady of paradise with a heart full of divine grace.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin, amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our fresh episode of our program, The Lady of Paradise. Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, a program that is dedicated towards paying a tribute to this great personality, someone whose example is not found in the history of mankind. The nobility that she possesses, the excellences that she has, Allahu Akbar, they are remarkable, they are beyond our comprehension. And how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam loved her. She was the most beloved daughter of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. And what great rank she holds in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is unimaginable. How highly elevated rank Allah Almighty gave her, subhanAllah. So this is the personality that we are discussing in our program, and we are talking about her passion for worship. Before we delve deeper into our discussion for today, dear viewers, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that he who sends salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, he will receive my intercession on the day of judgment. SubhanAllah, dear viewers, what a great means of attaining the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's intercession we've learned on the day of judgment. On the day of judgment, how can we attain shafa'ah, intercession of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in the midst of those terrifying and severe scenes, those severe circumstances when the sun will be only a quarter mile away? So we've been told a very easy remedy, a very easy practice, that reciting salat upon him 10 times during the day and 10 times in the evening would make an individual eligible to receive the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment, which is the severest of the days. May Allah Almighty grant us all the intercession of His beloved and final messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, we're talking about Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha's passion of worship. How devoted she was towards worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We spoke about her passion, her zeal for offering salah. And we also spoke about the importance of salah. What are the benefits, the reward for offering salah? And what are the harms for missing salah, for abandoning salah, for leaving salah? We started talking about her passion for reciting the Quran and how beautifully it was narrated to you is that whilst she radiallahu ta'ala anha would be looking after her beloved sons, Hassanain Karimain radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, even at that time, she radiallahu anha would be reciting the Quran, and her honorable husband, our master, the fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, also narrates that even whilst performing house chores, she radiallahu ta'ala anha would also recite the Quran during that time as well. Great lesson for us, dear viewers, that this is the bond we should have with the Quran. This is that relationship that we should also have with the Quran, the passion that we should have for the Quran, that whatever we are doing, we should always make efforts to recite the Quran. So, dear viewers, inshallah, we will continue our discussion further. And as we're talking about the passion that Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha displayed towards reciting the Quran, in the light of that, we should also try to evaluate ourselves, that where do we stand and what is our state when it comes to reciting the Quran. We will discuss this inshallah in detail. But first of all, let's listen to some of the virtues of reciting the Quran, which Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha instructed us, encouraged us to do through her practical character as well. So dear viewers, reciting the Quran, teaching the Quran is one of the greatest forms of worship. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. This is a famous hadith, which means that the best person amongst you is the one who learned the Quran and taught it to others. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam is telling over here who the best person amongst you is. And we always, dear viewers, we try to becoming best in this world. Why don't we make the same efforts in our religion as well, in our for our akhirah as well? Why don't we strive to become the best in this field as well? So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us that the best person amongst you is the one who learned the Quran and taught it to others. So if you think about it, dear viewers, that we would fall in either of these categories, either those who learn the Quran or those who should teach the Quran. Like, we should either be those who should be learning the Quran, or if we've learned the Quran, then we should be amongst those who should be teaching the Quran. So the best person amongst all would be A, if he doesn't know how to recite the Quran, then he should start learning the Quran. In the second category, if he's learned the Quran, now he should teach it to others. How simple it is, dear viewers. But again, it's nafs, it's our laziness that keeps us away from practicing these beautiful teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, displayed by the likes of Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, telling us the importance of the recitation of Quran, and that we should also implement this, we should also act upon it and practically show through our character that we also love the Holy Quran, the recitation of the Holy Quran. Sayyidina Abu Abdurrahman Sulami radiyallahu anhu used to teach the Quran in the masjid, and he would say that this hadith, the one which just covered, this hadith has made me stay here, has made me stay seated here in the masjid. He would be engaged in teaching the Quran, and he said that it is this hadith that the best amongst you is the one who learns or teaches the Quran. This very hadith has made me kept here, had made me stay here. So dear viewers, this is the way of the righteous people of Allah. This is how they would value Quran. This is how they would strive to recite the Quran. They would strive to learn the Quran and teach it to others as well. So there's a great lesson for us as well in this, that we should also strive utmost to either learn the Quran or teach it to others in case we have learned the Quran. Another beautiful narration, dear viewers, regarding the excellence of reciting the Quran. So it is narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated that whoever learnt and taught the Holy Quran and then acted upon whatever is in the Quran will intercede for him and take him into paradise. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, just imagine, just ponder for a second in the light of this narration, that what is the goal, the ultimate goal of a believer? It is to be admitted into paradise. It is to be forgiven by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is to please Allah Almighty and to be admitted in paradise. Now the Holy Quran, the book of Allah, will intercede for a person. Which person? The one who would have learned the Quran, the one who would have taught the Quran, and the one who would have acted in accordance to the Quran. Subhanallah. Within this narration, within these few statements, dear viewers, we come to know the essence of life, that how our life should be lived. It should be lived in accordance to the Quran, in accordance to the teachings of Quran, in accordance to having the passion of reciting the Quran, teaching it to others, acting upon it. It is very, very important, dear viewers. But when we say that we should act in accordance to the Quran, then of course we need to understand the Quran. In order to understand the Quran, we need to make those efforts where we need to go to scholars, or we need to read authentic tafsir works of Sunni ulama, whereby we can understand the meaning of the Quran, we can understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us. How much effort have we put into this? How much efforts have we put into understanding the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the book that Allah Almighty revealed upon His final messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam for the guidance of mankind? How much efforts have we put into understanding the Quran? How much effort have we tried to put into reading the tafsir of the Quran? In case we didn't understand it, then going to the ulama and requesting them to please teach us the Quran, teach us the meanings of the Quran, teach us what the verses of the Quran tell us, what are the obligations upon us stipulated by the Quran. How much effort do we put into this, dear viewers? So in the light of this, try to understand that the Quran will intercede for the person who learns it, who teaches it, and who acts in accordance to it. So even when we talk about reciting the Quran, teaching it to others, even then, dear viewers, remember that we are to recite the Quran duly according to the correct pronunciation of the Quran. We should know how to pronounce the letters of the Quran properly. We should know the rulings of the tajweed when it comes to reciting the Quran. This is again very, very important for us. How much effort do we put into this? Do we know how to recite the Quran properly? Do we know how to articulate the words of the Quran properly? What are the makharij? What are those pronunciation points of the letters of the Quran? But unfortunately, again, dear viewers, we don't pay much heed. We don't pay much attention to this aspect of reciting the Quran. Whereas it is necessary for us, dear viewers, to know how to recite the Quran. Learning this knowledge, acquiring this knowledge is fard for us. We should know how to recite the Quran properly. This is very, very important. So reciting the Quran is one thing. Understanding the Quran is another thing. And for both these things, we need to acquire knowledge. And it would take some efforts to you. And alhamdulillah, your Da'wat-e-Islami does provide these services through Madrasat al-Madina, Balighan, through Madrasat al-Madina for children in different masajid. And alhamdulillah, even online, through Faizan Online Academy, alhamdulillah, many courses regarding teaching the Quran are provided for the Muslim Ummah. You can register in them, and from the comfort of your home, the time that suits you, you can start learning how to recite the Quran. And there are many other courses like the likes of Dars-e-Nizami, the likes of Tafsir Siratul Jinan course, where we will be taught the meanings of the Quran, again, from the comfort of our home at the time that suits us. What else do we need, dear viewers? Your Da'wat-e-Islami is providing you these opportunities to better yourself, to understand the Quran, but yet our laziness comes in the way. It doesn't let us do so. But remember, dear viewers, that intercession of the Quran will be for the one who would have learned it, who would have taught it, and who would have acted in accordance to it. But for that, we have to make some efforts. We have to come forward, and we need to start acquiring this knowledge. The platforms are there. Da'wat-e-Islami is providing that platform. It is up to us, dear viewers, to come forward and start learning how to recite the Quran, start teaching it to others, and also start understanding the message of the Quran so that we can act upon it in our daily lives as well. Another beautiful virtue, excellence of teaching a verse of the Quran or Sunnah to someone. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that whoever teaches one verse of the Quran or any Sunnah of Deen to anyone, so anyone who teaches one verse of the Quran or any Sunnah of Deen to anyone, Allah will prepare such a reward for him on the Day of Judgment that there will be no reward better than that for anyone. Allahu Akbar. Again, devious, those fortunate people who teach the Quran, who teach the Sunnahs, who teach the knowledge of Islam to others, how fortunate they are that on the Day of Judgment, subhanAllah, what reward awaits them? There will be such a reward for them on the Day of Judgment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there will not be any other reward which would be better than that. Allahu Akbar. This is how excellent it is to recite the Quran, to teach it to others, and how virtuous it is for a person to teach it to others. So we should always be yearning to acquire more and more pious deeds. We should be yearning to accumulate as much provision as we can for the hereafter. This was the practice of the Honorable Sahaba alayhim ridwan. And we can see that how eager Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to perform pious deeds, where she would spend the entire night offering salah. She would spend the entire night offering salah. She would spend long period of time where she would be supplicating for the ummah. Then even during her home chores, she would be reciting the Quran. She would be performing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through her actions, dear viewers, she showed us that what passion we should also have when it comes to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how devoted we should also be when worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, dear viewers, in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated that whoever teaches one verse of the Book of Allah or one chapter of knowledge, Allah will continue to increase his reward until the day of judgment. SubhanAllah. Again, dear viewers, the excellence of knowledge is being explained in this narration, in this hadith, that anyone who teaches one verse of the Book of Allah or one chapter of knowledge, Allah will continue to increase his reward until the day of judgment. So imagine how fortunate those are, dear viewers, who teach the Quran and also those who learn the Quran. So the message that we need to take away from this, dear viewers, is that Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, through her action, showed us the importance Quranic recitation has, the recitation of Quran has. So we should either be among those who learn the Quran, and once we've learned the Quran, or if we've already learned the Quran, then we should be among those who teach the Quran. And what should be the sole intention behind this series? It is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah Almighty, to receive the intercession of the Quran on the Day of Judgment, to receive the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. With all these intentions, dear viewers, we should have this mindset that we should recite the Quran, we should learn it, and we should teach it to others. And what Quran contains, dear viewers? Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala is reciting the Quran, and she would also have the comprehension of the Quran. She would also understand the meanings of the Quran, and the way she would understand it, no one else can understand it. Her honorable husband, our master, the fourth caliph of Islam, the lion of Allah, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, said that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma sees the unseen from a very thin veil, and he said that if the rein of camel loses, I can find it by opening the Quran. He said that ask me matters until the Day of Judgment, and I will reply to you from the Quran. This is what Quran is, dear viewers. This is how amazing the Quran is. And this is what guidance is. It contains. It contains the knowledge of everything. It contains the knowledge regarding everything. And this knowledge was given to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Almighty revealed the Quran upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the knowledge of everything is in the Quran. So the Prophet ﷺ has been given the knowledge of everything. And for his sake, his ardent devotees, the likes of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Allahu Akbar, what great knowledge even they were given. He says that even if a rein of a camel gets lost, I can find it by opening the Quran. And then he said that ask me anything until the Day of Judgment, I will answer, I'll reply to it from the Quran. This was his knowledge, this was his intellect. SubhanAllah. Similarly, dear viewers, we know that upon every letter of reciting the Quran, we get 10 good deeds. And when we talk about 10 good deeds, dear viewers, this is the minimum amount of reward that is given. So we know that 10 good deeds are given upon every letter. However, more comprehensive detail into how much reward there is as follows. So upon every letter, a person gets 100 good deeds if he recites it in salah whilst standing. Then he gets 50 good deeds upon reciting every letter of the Quran if he recites sitting down in salah. Similarly, outside salah, if he recites the Quran, then upon every letter, this is outside salah, if he does so in the state of wudu, then he gets 25 good deeds upon every letter. And if he recites the Quran outside salah without being in the state of wudu, then he gets 10 good deeds upon every letter. So this is how the category of how much reward is given upon reciting the Quran is established. SubhanAllah. So 100 good deeds upon every letter for reciting the Quran in salah while standing up. 50 good deeds upon every letter for a person reciting the Quran in salah while sitting down. And 25 good deeds upon every letter for reciting the Quran outside salah in the state of wudu. and 10 good deeds upon every letter for reciting the Quran outside Salah and without being in the state of wudu. This is how rewarding it is to recite the Quran, dear viewers. So we should also make sure that we recite the Quran and we don't fall prey to laziness. As the likes of Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, the companions, they show us through their actions that what is the importance of this very action. So an action that they're performing with such passion also demonstrates the importance of it. So the Holy Quran, reciting the Holy Quran, learning how to recite the Quran, teaching it to others, and there was understanding the message of Quran, teaching that message to others after, of course, understanding it, is something that should be the goal of our life, because this is something that leads a person towards salvation, towards the intercession of the Quran and the intercession of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And also this leads towards a person attaining a chain of continuous reward. Anything a person teaches to someone, as long as he keeps reciting it, as long as he keeps acting upon it, Allahu Akbar, this very person will also keep getting reward for that very action of the other person. So dear viewers, now's the time that we need to evaluate ourselves. We need to put ourselves in the spotlight and ask ourselves that what is our state regarding reciting the Quran. When was it last time I opened the Quran? When was it? Many times we just do so during Ramadan, and that also, you know, occasionally. Dear viewers, Quran is to be recited, Quran is to be understood on regular basis. This is something which is very, very important for us. And then the same question arises, that how much effort do we put in to learn how to recite the Quran, to learn the message of the Quran? This is something which is very, very important for us, dear viewers. This is something that we need to question ourselves about. This is something that we need to ask ourselves. So let's make an intention, dear viewers. Let's make a resolution from now on that we will have a stronger relationship, a stronger bond with the Quran, and we will either learn the Quran, and if we've learned it, then we will teach it to others, and we will also move a step forward now, and we will start comprehending the Quran, start understanding the Quran, so that we can act in accordance to it. So we should not be such an individual who doesn't fall into any of these categories. We should either be learning the Quran if you don't know how to recite it, or if you know how to recite it, then we should be teaching it to someone, to others, and we should move up, move a step up where we should also try to understand the Quran. And if we have made these efforts and we know the message of the Quran, we understand the message of certain verses of the Quran through by going through certain tafsir works of ulama, or by going through attending the company of a scholar, lectures of scholars, then we should make efforts to teach it to others as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to develop the strong bond with the Quran, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability for the sake of the Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
As the Prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the Prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. The Lady of Paradise with a heart full of divine.